This is 102.1 WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Yesterday, we told you about a program that's turned two Kalamazoo hotels into a temporary home for people who were homeless. Many will move on to permanent housing, but not everyone. And time is tight. One hotel's closing. The other one may stay open a couple more months. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports in the second of a three-part series, the deadlines are causing anxiety for some guests and the people serving them.
The hotel that's closing is The Lodge. In fact, it's a motel, a former Knight's Inn on West Nedge Avenue that's recently been home to dozens of people. Once closed, Kalamazoo's Lift Foundation, which recently bought the building, will set to work transforming it into 60 affordable units. That's great news for a city in need of more of that kind of housing. But it also means the current residents need to leave. People like Terry Harkness. That's Harkness.
Like darkness with an H.
Harkness, who's 57, is sitting in his room on the second floor of the lodge. He taps a pack of cigarettes on a table as he recalls an encounter a few months ago with a couple of social workers.
They met me when I was sleeping on the ground outside and had nowhere to go.
Eventually, they found him a spot here. Harkness is handy. Right now, he's helping to renovate an apartment. Two-thirds of his fellow lodgers either have a place to move to or a voucher they can put toward rent when they leave here. But Harkness says those things have not come together for him.
I've been kind of busy trying to do this little stain job and get this done for the guy, you know, but how do I want to say? I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm bipolar. I'm quite not knowing how to go about doing certain steps to get a place, to be honest, okay?
Lodgers are supposed to move out this weekend. When we spoke in early May, Harkness was worried about where he'd go. He's got a herniated disc in his spine that's been acting up.
I'm not wanting to be back in the street, you know? I'm not. Really not. I'm too old and messed up, you know? I should be in an emergency room right now. To be honest.
But the Lift Foundation also has deadlines to meet as it seeks to add permanent housing, the kind of housing it says that's needed to resolve homelessness in Kalamazoo. And Lift did not know when it set the timeline that it would have people living here now. The program that brought Harkness here began as a stopgap.
We just wanted people to be out of the cold. That was just the original thing. Let's get them out of the cold.
Aja Surratt is with Integrated Services of Kalamazoo. She works from a makeshift office on the lodge's first floor. Finding people homes is her main job, although she also tells them about Social Security and stimulus checks. Sometimes she just catches people as they walk by.
We got some papers for you, know that?
New York, okay.
Yeah, it came in the mail.
I got to get some of these out for you.
If most of the lodgers now have either housing or a voucher, Surratt is thinking about the third who do not have those things.
I'm in the midst of the war right now. I don't know how to put in the words of the success right now because I don't see it. I'm still on the battlefield.
Battling to get people the papers they need to make rent, which takes time. Surratt says for many people, unresolved trauma and the fallout from it draws things out even more. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. For now, Surratt's helping people heading back to the streets to get essentials like tents and phones so they can keep looking for housing together.
We have to keep connected because what if they have a document that they need to have submitted or whatever?
Some lodgers will move to the latest tent camp in a big grassy lot on the east side. The river runs along one edge where Tim Perry, who's about the same age as Terry Harkness at the lodge, has parked his van. On a recent morning, Perry was out digging a garden.
I chop it all by hand. All my gardens I do. Something ends up bigger than this.
Perry's a builder by trade. He says since his marriage ended about a decade ago, he's lived with friends or his brother. But he's been homeless the last few months, and the lodge didn't appeal to him.
You can't have company or something. It's like, that's what I'd want to go to the motel for, is to get away, you know.
Perry says the camp is a rough place. There's drug use and theft. He says it's especially hazardous for female campers.
When you get women out here are single and they have mental issues, they need help. It's not, they're astray out here, and there's some real dogs out here.
Though he's not in the hotel program, Perry has been working with Integrated Services, and he says they seem close to finding him an apartment. If that comes through, he says he'll come back to the camp to tend the garden and visit friends. But he's looking forward to getting out. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.
This series was reported in collaboration with MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. Tomorrow in our final story, how trauma and a lack of affordable housing have shaped homelessness in Kalamazoo.